Chaitanya Bhagavat, Chapter 8, Text 84. Yesterday we heard that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was visiting the homes of his different devotees, sometimes Ganga Das from Murari's house. He was blessing them by showing them very special darshans of his Vishnu Roop or his Sadbuj Roop, and engaging in ecstatic kirtans from house to house. House to house kirtans, door to door. Niravadi Nityananda Takena Samhati Prabhu Nityananda Ravicheda Nahikati. Nityananda constantly remained with Lord Chaitanya. Gornitai were never separated, even for a moment. Nityananda Sarupera Bhali Nirantar Sarvabhavaya Vishita Prabhu Vishwambhar. Nityananda Sarup was always absorbed in the mood of a child. Lord Vishwambhar was also absorbed in various moods. Matsya Korma Varaha Vamana Narasingha Bhagyana Rupa Deke Charanera Bringa. According to their respective good fortune, the devotees were like bumblebees, Bringa, at the lotus feet of the Lord. They saw the Lord presenting the features of Matsya, Kurma, Varaha, Vaman, and Narasingha. According to the devotees' qualification and service, Lord Chaitanya exhibited to them his various occasional forms, like Matsya, Kurma, etc., who are worshipped with awe and reverence, and who eternally reside in Vaikuntha. In order to ensure that people would not discriminate after seeing various forms of Vishnu and imagine them to be different gods, Lord Chaitanya displayed his eternal forms according to the favorable taste of his devotees. The display of those eternal pastimes by Sriman Mahaprabhu, the source of all incarnations, overwhelmed his eternal servants and manifested as their highest good. So Lord Chaitanya had many types of followers and many types of devotees for associating with him during his Navadvipa Leela 500 years ago. Some were Ram Bhaktas, some were devotees of various avatars and incarnations of the Lord, some were Nisringa Bhaktas. But they were all in the fold of Lord Chaitanya. They were all taking part in his Sankirtan. So in order to enthuse them in their worship and to satisfy them and reciprocate them in a mood of love, Lord Chaitanya revealed to them the specific form that they held most dear. So Murari Gupta, although he was appearing in Gaur Leela to assist Lord Chaitanya's pastimes in the mood of Dasya Rati, or as a servant and as a friend, he also appeared in Treta Yuga, and he appears in the spiritual world as a Parishad of Lord Ram. In Treta Yuga, Murari Gupta, who is a doctor in Navadvipa Leela, serving Lord Chaitanya and Dasyarati as a servant and partial friend, somewhat of a friend. In Ramalila, he serves as Hanuman. So to nourish his love for Lord Ramachandra, Lord Chaitanya showed his form as Ramachandra. And so this is being also explained here. But similarly, although every living entity, every jiva is eternally accompanied by the Chaturbhuj Narayan form of the Lord, known as Paramatma, within the heart. That Paramatma is the same within everyone, Lord Vishnu residing in the heart. But that Lord Vishnu steps aside and manifests the appropriate form of the devotee's heart. As a devotee cultivates devotion and realizes his own eternal relationship with the Lord, then who he sees in the Lord, who he sees in the heart is not the Paramatma, but he sees his very worshipful Lord in his heart, and if the Lord so deems him fit, he will reveal his form externally. It is called Sakshad Darshan, to directly see the Lord, if the Lord gives the eyes. He gives the eyes if we have the Bhav. If we have Bhav, Bhava Bhakti, Prima Bhakti, if we have Bhav, then the Lord gives the eyes to see him. Bhakti Vilochanina. Bhakti Vilochanina. So for us, we don't want to see Lord Ramachandra or Lord Nrisimhadev, although we may pray to them. We want to see Gopinath, Rasvihari, Radhagiridhari. We want to see the Lord of Vrindavan, Vrindavannath. Sevaibhya labhya janasanta eva. Srimad Guru Vastagam Etaruchai Brahma Horti Patati Prayatnat Yastena Vrindavan Anatha Sakshat Sevavya Labhya Janasanteva. Why do we sing this prayer every morning? Why do we sing the Guru Vastagam prayer? There's 8 prayers in Guru Vastagam, and the 9th prayer is the Fal Shruti. Shruti Fal, given by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. So every morning we meditate on Guru during Brahma Muhurta. Samsaradavanalidaloka. Yasya Prasada and Bhagavat Prasada. These are the Astakams. But after that, there's the 9th prayer. Most Astakams, there's always the Shrutifal, which explains the benediction or the blessing that the chanter or meditator receives by chanting this prayer. So, of course, this prayer is about a guru in the line of Gaudiya Vaishnavism. A Gaudiya Vaishnav guru, he is connected to Nikunja Leela in the mood of Manjari. And he's very expert in serving that Nikunja Leela, Radha Krishna, Radha Madhav Nikunja Leela, Jai Radha Madhav Kunja Vihari. Right? Radha Madhav Kunja Vihari, the Lord of the Kunj, the enjoyer. Kunja Vihari, he's enjoying various intimate pastimes in the groves of Vrindavan. Nikunja Yuno Ratikeli Sina. Ratikeli means conjugal union, intimate contact between Radha and Krishna, amorous affairs. Nikunja Yuno Rati Keli Siddha Yayeli Bira Yuktira Pekshaniya Tatrati Daksha. Daksha, we're studying about Daksha, the nefarious Daksha, who was only expert. He was expert. Daksha means expert. What was he expert at? Making offenses. We also have that expertise. We're in the Daksha Sampradaya. Many members of the Daksha Sampradaya. Because he made many children. We're the children of Daksha. Right? He's a great-great-grandsire. So it's told in the Bhagavatam, as we've read, everyone studying this chapter, it says that Daksha was very expert in what department? And he was an expert progenitor. He was expert at producing children. So we are the children of Daksha. But he's also expert in making offenses. And so because we're his children, we have the same expertise. If your father's an Agarwal, then you're an Agarwal. Agarwal means Baniya, businessman. It's in your blood. Baniya blood. Your father's a Jew, you're a Jew. Jiju. An honorable Jew. Jiju. Very, like Maharaj, we say Swamiji, Mataji, Papaji, right? It means honorable father, honorable mother. Ji is an honorific term. Ji. Ji Jew. Honorable Jew. Some people may have something else to say about that. So the Lord, He'll reciprocate. We want to see. So this prayer is being sung every morning, glorification guru. Nikunja Yuno Ratikeli Siddhai. And then Yasya Prasadad. But then what's the Shruti fall? Because often it's told, actually many times, Acharyas say that if you don't recite the Shruti fall, you don't get the fall of the Shruti. Shruti means the hearing and chanting. So we're chanting so many Astakams, Yamuna Astakam, Yugal Astakam, Radhakundastakam, Krishna Kundastakam, Krishna, Radha Kripa Kataksha, Stavaraj, Krishna Kripa Kataksha, Stavaraj. So many Astakams and prayers, Chaitanya Astakam, Brindadevi Astakam, Govardhan Astakam. And it's told that if you don't chant the Shruti fall, then you don't get the benediction. Because you don't know what it is. It's unfortunate, but in the old BBT songbook, original one, written before the Guru Vastakam was there, those that are in charge of production in the BBT, they may consider this, Before the Guru Vastakam, it was written in very small font, maybe 8 point, 6 point, very small, hardly could read, 9 point font. It was said Guru Vastakam, and then there's a small line, and then it said Samsara Dhavan, like this. And that was the original. And in that small area, that was the Shruti fall in English. It says, anyone who recites this prayer, this beautiful prayer glorifying the spiritual master, will attain the direct service of Krishna Vrindavan. That was actually the Shruti fall. But some very clever production managers thought that this was superfluous and we can save 1 inch of space here. So they nixed it off. They cut it off. But if you get other editions where they have the complete prayer, the Sanskrit is also there. Srimad Guru Vastakame Taruche Brahma Muhurti Paritti Prayatnat Yastena Vrindavana Nath Sakshat Sevaivya Jan Labhya Janasanta Eva. At the end of this body, anyone, Srimad Guru Vastakam Etad Uche. Uche means loudly. Jorse. Prince Bolo, Rade Rade, Rade Rade, Rade Rade, Prince Bolo, Rade Rade, Jorse Bolo, Rade Rade, Rade Rade Rade, Jai 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 Shri Rade, Rade Rade Rade, Jai 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 Shri Rade, Prince Bolo, Rade Rade, Prince Bolo, Rade, Jorse Bolo, Rade, Jorse Bolo, Rade. So, Jai Jai Shri Rade. So this is the point, that this beautiful Shruti fall is there. Anyone who loudly recites this beautiful prayer in glorification of spiritual master, Srimad Guru Vastakam Etad Uche, Brahma Muhurti Parati Prayatnat, Brahma Muhurte, during the Brahma Muhurta hour, then what does he get? Srimad Guru Vastakam Etad Uche, Brahma Muhurti Parati Yastena Vrindavana Natha Sakshat. Says, Vrindavana Natha Sakshat Seva. Vrindavana Natha Sakshat Seva. He attains the direct service of the Lord of Vrindavan. The reason I'm making this point is because in this section of the Chaitanya Bhagavat, Lord Chaitanya is saying that he showed the respective form to his different devotees, the form that they wanted to see. Their particular ishtadev. He showed that. You're a Murari Gupta and you're a Ram Bhakta, I will show you Ramachandra. So he came before Murari Gupta 500 years ago and he went to his house. Murari Gupta lives 200 meters behind in Balal Digi, on the banks of Balal Digi, which was a big lake. It was a big, huge lake there 500 years ago. Digi means lake, and Digi, and Balal Digi. Murari Gupta's house is on the bank of that river and beautiful groves were there. Now there's some small commemorative building there to show the location of Murari Gupta's house in Mayapur, you may have seen if you've gone there on Yatra. So Lord Chaitanya went there and he showed, he said, yes, that person you are worshipping, your Ishtadev, I am that Ishtadev, I am your Ram. And he showed. The golden avatar became the green avatar, became the Maryad avatar. So we, our Ishtadev is Gopinath, Vrindavananath, Vrindavananath, Radhanath, Gopinath. Hey Krishna, Karuna Sindhu, Dinabandhu, Jagatpate, Gopesha, Gopika Kanta, Radha Kanta, Namaste. Then we say, Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi, Radhi Vrindavanish, Vrishabhanu Sate Devi Pranami. Say Gopinath, you say Radhanath, Radhakant, Gopikant. So that Gopikant, that Radhakant, that's Vrindavanath. So that is the Lord of our hearts. So Lord Chaitanya will also show us our Lord. And this verse by Vishwanath, the Fal Shruti to the Samsara prayer, Guru Vastakam, he's saying we will attain a direct service of the Lord of Vrindavan, not the Lord of Mathura or Dwarka, but the Lord of Vrindavan, by glorifying the spiritual master during the Brahma Muhurta hour. So of course it behooves those that are sincere to learn the Sanskrit shloka and to recite that also every morning. These are not superfluous things, these are essentials. Text 88, 10 of 8. Kondina gopi bhavi karina vrutan kare bale ratri dine nahika smaran Some days Lord Gauranga cried in the mood of a gopi, gopi bhav, and could not remember whether it was day or night. Kon din gopi bhave karina vrodan. Vrodan means, what do you say, krandan? How do you say crying? Krandan? Hindi, what do you say, crying? Rona, rona. Kare bale ratri dina nahikat smaran. So he was so much absorbed in gopi bhav, he didn't know whether it was day or night. Gopi bhav. So Krishna came as Lord Chaitanya to experience Radha's bhav, Radha bhav, gopi bhav, Mananakya Mahabhav. Sometimes during Gauranga's exhibition of the symptoms of gopi bhav to his intimate devotees who were under the shelter of conjugal attachment, the Lord displayed a loss of external senses by failing to distinguish between day and night. In this way, Gauranga Mahaprabhu exhibited his Braja Leela of separation, viraha, vipralamba bhav. It's very interesting that Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur is making a distinction here. In this previous verse, Gauranga Mahaprabhu was revealing different avatars to his different devotees according to their predilection of their ishta. So for those that were inclined to worship Nrisimhadev, he showed Nrisimhadev. Those that were inclined to worship Ram, or those who were established in Ram Bhakti, he showed them Ramachandra. But here is a very interesting point. Here says, to his intimate devotees in Bengali is antaranga bhakta, antaranga, anga, body, antar, inside, antaranga bhakta, his internal bhaktas, his most confidential devotees, who knew his very heart. Because what is the heart of Lord Chaitanya? Mahabhav, Radharani's heart. Gauranga, Krishna stole the heart of Radharani and appeared as Gauranga, or at least captured her feelings. And he's trying to understand her feelings, and he learned about her feelings from Ramananda Roy and Suru Damodar and Gadadhar also. So he would reveal the symptoms of gopi bhava only to those devotees who had the adhikar. They had the adhikar, they had the eligibility, because they were also in Madhurya Bhav. They were also in gopi bhav. And Nahari Sarkar, Gadadhar Pandit, and others. So this is under the shelter of conjugal attachment. Of course, when I was speaking earlier about Shastra and being absorbed in Shastra, being praying for attraction to the Shastra, praying to read the Shastra with attention, and praying to become absorbed, attraction, attention, absorption in the Shastra, and of course attachment, to be attached to the Shastra, more than anything else, more than any other literature, let's say. And that type of, that power is there. The Shastras have that power. The Shastras have the power of that of attraction and taste. Because when taste is there, then action is there. No taste, no action. So when we have taste for Shastra, and provide one Shastra, Chaitanya Bhagavat, Chaitanya Charitamrita, and Dasama Skanda, Srimad Bhagavatam, or the Goswami Granth, Rupa Goswami's books, Raghunath Das Goswami's books, when we read them and we feel so much attraction, so much taste and pleasure and satisfaction, then it's very easy to give up a lower thing when you have a higher thing. It's easy to give up an inferior thing when you have a higher thing or better thing. Someone says, oh, you have this Titan watch. It's a very nice Titan watch. It costs 1,200 rupees. I want to give you this President watch. This Rolex President, I want to give you this Rolex watch. It costs $5,000. Would you like to change? No, no, I want my Titan watch. Obviously, you say yes. Take this thing. Give it to the rickshaw wallet. Give me the Rolex. So it's an easy thing to understand. It's practical. You appreciate the valuable thing and give up the less valuable thing. It's by dint of your direct experience. You experience it. No one has to tell you that this is a good move. No one has to tell you or convince you, this is a good move. This is a good, you should do this. You tell yourself, you should do this. The command comes from within. The impelling force comes from your own heart. Newspaper, magazines, trash, garbage, worthless, anartha, zero interest, zero taste, zero attraction. Maybe you're not at that level. But you can come to that level. This is the power of Shastra. So when we get to the point of absorption, okay, we're reading it, and we read this one shloka. Kondina gopi bhave karina rodhan kari bali ratri dina naika smaran. Some days Gauranga cried in gopi bhav, and he didn't know whether it was day or night. He couldn't remember. Is it day? Is it night? Because he was staying up all night. He would go into ecstasy in the afternoon at 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon, sometimes in Srivasangam or his own house, Jagannath Mishra Bhavan. And then he would be in his internal bhav all night, thinking of Braj, meditating Braj, and the next sunrise. And he would wake up and he'd say, Is it day? He would wake up, and it's here also in Chaitanya Bhagavad. Is it day? Is it night? Or he'd wake up and say, oh, the dance is still going on, the dance is still going on. Where is Krishna gone? He's left us in the rasa dance. All the gopis and all the devotees that have been with him, all of his associates have been experiencing his bhavs and assisting him. They say, Mahaprabhu, it's 8 o'clock in the morning. It's not Ratri Leela. It's not Nisha Leela. It's not Ras Leela. Oh, it's 8 o'clock in the morning. Oh, I thought it was Ras Leela. No, he was absorbed in his ecstasies of being in Braj in the Ras Leela. 2 o'clock in the morning, 1 o'clock in the morning, Ras Leela. Ras Leela is not at 8 a.m. That's Gocharan Leela. Uttara Gosha, going to the coward pastures. So when we get to the absorption, it says he cried in the mood of a gopi and could not remember. Then we might think, how did he cry? And what does it mean? What does it mean to cry in gopi bhav, in the mood of a gopi? You have any idea? I'm asking you a question. You read this. I mean, if you're absorbed, if you have any degree of absorption, you're reading it. Some days Gauranga Mahaprabhu cried in the mood of a gopi, gopi bhav, and he could not remember whether it was day or night. He cried in the mood of a gopi. So then we read this and we think, well, what was he crying? He's crying. What did he cry out? What does it mean to cry in the mood of a gopi? I mean, gopis go, wah, wah, wah. Is that the mood of a gopi? Wah, wah, wah. No. No. What is the mood of a gopi? And this is my question. No one's answering. The mood of a gopi. But no, what was he crying? Let's say, what was he crying? The mood is gopi bhav. That's already there. The mood is gopi bhav and a separation from Krishna. That we know. He could have been calling gopi gopi. Sometimes when he was in his school, he was chanting gopi gopi, and his students told him to chant Krishna Krishna. Gopi 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 gopi. Krishna 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 Krishna. Hey! Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Pahima. This is gopi bhav. When a gopi is separated from her lover, what does she cry out? Pakora, pakora, pakora. Samosa, samosa, samosa. That's what the brahmachari cries out. Brahmachari is separated from his lover. His lover is prasadam. Samosa, samosa, samosa. I've seen, I'm serious, you're joking. I've sat in line when there's a feast going on and someone's serving out, and the devotee next to me, Prabhu, halava, halava, halava. Prabhu, 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 halava, halava. He wants more, so he's crying out. He's crying in prasad bhav. In great separation, because the bucket, the balti of halava is going that way. And it's a long line, and I'm sitting here, and I don't know when it's going to come back again. I'm feeling great separation for that halava. Prabhu, halava, halava, halava. And then he turns around. Oh, and he runs back. Oh, I almost fainted. My hair was standing in it. I was choked up. The tears coming from my eyes. I was feeling Satvik Bhav and separation. Halava. If you could just change the Bhav and change the tune, you would be in the spiritual world. Change the Bhav from Prasadam Bhav to Gopi Bhav. And change the mantra from Samosa, Samosa to Krishna, 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 Krishna. Right? Some days Gauranga Mahaprabhu cried in the mood of a gopi, and he didn't know whether it was day or night. So that's just, so when you're reading, you have to think, oh, he cried. He's in the mood of a gopi. What is that mood? It's separation. Pain of separation. Where is my Krishna? And so what did he cry out? I want my money. I want this, that. No. He cried out, Krishna, Krishna. So this is, I'm pointing out just the principle of this one verse can create so much absorption in our reading and in our perceiving of the Leela and absorbing and realizing the teachings. Kondina Udava Akura Bhava Hai Kondina Rama Bhave Madira Jachai. Some days Lord Gauranga accepted the mood of Udava or Akura. And some days he was absorbed in the mood of Balaram and asked for wine, Madira, Madira. So these are different bhavs, different moods. Balaram's mood, Akrura's mood, Uddhava's mood. So the purport will help us understand these moods in Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Sometimes being agitated by the dealings of Akrura when he came to take Krishna away from the gopis, Lord Gauranga would become absorbed in the mood of the gopis. So of course we're reading about this very chapter. We're reading Viraha Gita, right? Anyone's with us? Viraha Gita, Viraha Gita, which is a gopi's songs of separation because Akrura is taking Krishna and Balaram to Mathura, taking him out of Vrindavan. So 500 years ago, as I also read before, several classes ago, we read the verses from Chaitanya Charitamrita. I think it's Anti Leela, where Lord Chaitanya was specifically absorbed in the Viraha Gita and reciting those verses. So we were showing that as a means. It's called Gaura Chandrika. Gaura Chandrika means the moon shows the way. So the moon of Lord Gauranga shows the path to the lotus feet, and the moon of Lord Gauranga's mercy shows the way to attain the divine love of Radha Madhava in Vrindavan. So that principle of bhajan is called Gaura Chandrika. Chandrika. Chandrika means moonbeams. So the Gaudiya Vaishnava and Gaudiya Vaishnava bhajan, we are worshippers of the Audarya and Madhurya. When Madhurya distributes itself, it becomes Audarya. When Madhurya relishes itself, it's Madhurya. Madhurya is Brajalila, is Madhurya Bhav. And Gauranga Leela is Audarya Bhav. Audarya means magnanimity, munificence, distribution, generosity. Distributing. So, to enter this Madhurya Leela of Radha and Krishna and Vrindavan, then we need to attain the mercy of Lord Gauranga, that Audarya, that munificence, that generosity. We need a generous dose of mercy and blessings from Lord Gauranga. So in the Gaudiya Vaishnava Bhajan, first we read the pastimes of Gauranga. In many cases, the pastimes are analogous. The same pastimes that Radha Krishna has, Lord Gauranga has. The Lord Gauranga usually has those pastimes in the mood of reaching towards Vrindavan, in the mood of distributing Vrindavan, in the mood of remembering Vrindavan, Vrindavan Leela Smaran. So Lord Gauranga, he sees the ocean, the Arabian Sea, in Puri, and he sees, he sees the Bay of Bengal, and he sees that as Yamuna. The waves dancing under the full moonlight appear dark blue like Sham, and he starts running across the beach at Aitota Gardens, Aitota Bagicha, which is behind Gundicha's Aitota. And he starts running across, Tota means garden, Aitota Gardens. He runs across there under the full moonbeams, remembering Rasa Dance, comes out on the banks of the sand on the beach, and he thinks this is Jamuna Pulin, Jamuna Pulina, the banks of Yamuna. Then he runs, ah, Kalindi, Kalindi, Jamuna, Sham, Sham, Sham. Collapses into the water, and then the waves pick up Lord Gauranga and start playing with him and carrying him along. And he starts, and he's absorbed in Braj Leela, and he starts thinking of Jal Keli. The Radha and Krishna are entering the Yamuna and are splashing water and this whole Jal Keli Leela. So he is Lord Gauranga. And this is Gaur Leela, his Gambhir Leela in Puri. But he's reaching out to Vrindavan. He's doing Vrindavan Leela Smaran. He's remembering Vrindavan Leela, floating in the waves of the Bay of Bengal. And then his followers find him in Konark, near Konark. So we read, firstly we read Gaur Leela about Lord Gauranga remembering Radha Krishna's Jal Keli. That's called Gaur Chandrika. And that Leela with that Audarya, that mercy, that Audarya Jyoti. Audarya Jyoti. Jyoti means effulgence, light. You know Jyoti? In English they say aura, A-U-R-A, aura, Jyoti, Tej, effulgence. So the light of that Leela, the light of Gauranga's Leela, lights up the heart and cleanses kam, krodh, loh, moha, matsari, all this doubt, confusion, anarthas, aparads gets removed from the heart by the light of Gauranga Leela. This is the Audarya aspect of Gaur Leela. It creates adhikar, it creates eligibility to enter the divine and confidential, mysterious, esoteric and sublime Leelas of Radha Madhava and Vrindavan. Nikunja Yuno Ratikeli. Nikunja Yuno Ratikeli Sindhai. Yayali Bir Yukti Rapekshaniya. So we read Lord Gauranga and his remembering Jal Keli and his desire to do service there actually in this particular Leela. And then taking that mercy, taking that moonlight, Gaura Chandrika, that moonlight of mercy of Audarya Kripa, Audarya Jyoti, which lights up Krishna Leela. Then we open the book and we read about Radha and Krishna's Jal Keli as Radhakund, Madhyan Leela. Madhyan Leela, about 1:30 in the afternoon. Radha and Krishna have Jal Keli, water sports, water pastimes, in Radhakund, and sometimes also in Jamuna. Then when we read those pastimes, there won't be any agitation of the heart. Won't be any disturbance of the heart, because we have received the mercy of Lord Gauranga. So our heart is, it's called Anartha Shamak. Shamak means pacification, Shamak. Pacification. Mollification. Our anarthas are mollified, they're pacified, they're reduced, and our heart is cooled down, and we can really appreciate Krishna Leela. So this is the process. There's Gauranga Astakali Leela, there's Radha Krishna Astakali Leela. There's Radha Krishna Nitya Leela and Braj, and there's Gauranga's Nitya Leela Navadriv. And there's Gaur Chandrika, and then there's Krishna Leela. So, for example, in this book, there's a book by Siddha Krishna Das, who lived in the 1800s in Govardhan, the great Gaudiya Vaishnava Acharya. And he, in his book, at the beginning of every Leela of Radha and Krishna, he begins with the Gaur Chandrika. He begins with a small excerpt describing Gauranga's Leela at the same time. So we read that, that's the Gaur Chandrika, and then we read Radha and Krishna's Leela. So these are just some hints of bhajan, which are part and parcel of Gaudiya Vaishnava bhajan. If you're interested in perfecting your life, then you will follow these teachings. If you're not, then Gaur Hari Bol. Hare Krishna. I like one acharya said something very beautiful. He said, because he was giving some new teachings, or let's not say new teachings, but some deeper explanations of teachings we've heard all along, or say clarification on points we maybe were familiar with but not clearly understanding. And some people were asking questions and raising some doubts, and then the acharya said, I have simply come here to give you something very nice, to give you some gift. If you like it, if you like what I'm presenting, you take it. If you don't like it, then give it back to me. If you don't like what I'm presenting, then you give it back to me, and I'll distribute it to somebody else. That's a very, very charming way of speaking. Because he was challenged. Some people were challenging. Oh, we never heard this before. Prabhupada never said this. I never heard this in Bhagavad Gita class. This is bogus. Okay, excuse me. I've just come to offer some things. If you like it, you take it. If you don't like, you give it back. If you don't like what I'm giving, you give it back. Don't be disturbed. You stay where you are. You sleep nicely. Don't be disturbed. No harm. No offense. You give back, and then I'll take somewhere else. So this is a karuna aspect. What we read, actually, what we're reading about is the verse is talking about the changing moods of Lord Chaitanya. Sometimes he's in Gopi Bhav, sometimes he's in Das Avatar Bhav, sometimes he's in Ram Bhav and showing different forms. Now he's in Uddhav Bhav and Akura Bhav and sometimes Balaram Bhav. So what is this about? So I mentioned that sometimes he was agitated by the dealings of Akura, which we read those verses, and then the Lord would be absorbed in the mood of the gopis. Sometimes he would be pacified by Uddhava's words of solace, and the next moment Lord Chaitanya would exhibit the Adi-Ruta Mahabhava of separation, which is Radharani's bhava. Sometimes he would consider himself to be the son of Rohini Nandan, which means Lord Balaram, and express a desire to drink wine, Vruni beverage. No one should misunderstand here that Gauranga taught the devotees the philosophy of Antashakto Bahi Shaiva Savayam Vaishnava Mata. So don't misunderstand that. What is that? That's the philosophy of being internally a Shakta and externally a Shaivite and publicly a Vaishnava. So be careful. Don't misunderstand. Don't be try to be Durga inside and Shiva outside and publicly a Vaishnava. Simply try to chant Hare Krishna. Obviously, 100 years ago when this purport was written by Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, there were all kinds of strange creatures moving around East Bengal. Unfortunately, these strange creatures have not gone eastward to Maharashtra. They've been contained within the confines of Bengal. So don't be afraid. You won't run into any such creatures when you go out here tonight. Externally Shiva, internally Durga, and dressed like a Vaishnava. Of course, we also have a lot of mixtures also. Externally dressing like a Vaishnava, internally feeling like Ravana, and acting like Hiranyakashipu. So those, many of those you can find. Externally Vaishnava, internally Ravana, and acting like Hiranyakashipu. Soft bed, nice food, this, that. But this strange creature, he's only found in Bengal, so don't worry. In order to reveal that various pastimes of Lord Vishnu are performed out of his own sweet will, and that the living entities who are part and parcel of the Lord are his eternal servants, whatever Sri Krishna Chandra exhibited in his Sri Gaur Leela is simply a display of the distinction between the Ashray and Vishay, which means the shelter and the sheltered. So, I'll just read this next page. Kaundina Chaturmukha Bhave Vishambhar Brahmastava Paripade Prithivi Upar. Some days Vishambhar assumed the mood of Brahma. So in other words, in this purport, Siddhanta Saraswati is saying, sometimes he assumed the form of the Vishay Alamban and sometimes the Ashray Alamban. So it means sometimes he assumed the form of God, Krishna, his avatars. He's a Vishay Alamban, the subject of prema, and sometimes he assumed the Ashray Alamban, which means the object of prema. Sometimes he assumed the mood of the devotees. The gopis are devotees. So he's in Gopi Gopi. So he assumed Gopi Bhav, the mood of gopis, the mood of the devotees of the Lord, because the gopis are prema Ashraya. They are prema Ashraya. They are the Ashraya Vigraha. The gopis are the Ashraya Vigraha of Braja Prem. And Krishna is the Vishay Vigraha. Vishay and Ashraya. So some days, Lord Chaitanya was in the mood of a devotee. And sometimes he was in the mood of God, the avatars, or Ram, or as we heard, Balaram, or Ram, or Krishna. So don't be confused. So now he's in the mood of Brahma. Brahma's a devotee. After reciting the prayers offered by Brahma, which is chapter 14 of the 10th canto, so many beautiful prayers. Tate nukampam sushimikshimano and samasrita ye parapallava plavam. Many nice prayers. Lord Chaitanya fell to the ground. Kondina pralada bhavete. Kondina pralada bhavete stutikare. E matta prabhu bhakti sagare vihare. Sometimes Lord Chaitanya offered prayers in the mode of Prahlad. Prahlad bhav. Prahlad is a devotee. He's ashraya, ashraya vigraha. The form of shelter, he's shelter of love for the Lord. In this case, Vishnu or Nisringa. In this way, Lord Gauranga constantly floated in the ocean of a devotional service. Bhakti sagar, vihare. Sometimes Gauranga acted as a preacher of bhakti, like Prahlad, and he offered prayers. The Lord taught the mood of a sheltered or surrendered soul in order to exhibit the pastime of floating in various ways within the ocean of devotional service. Deki anande bhase shachi jaganmata bahiraya putra pache e manakata. Upon seeing these pastimes, Shachi, the mother of the universe, floated in ecstasy. She thought within herself, this son of mine may also leave home like my older son, Vishwarup. Shachi Jaganmata. Shachi Mata, the mother of Lord Chaitanya, is also often called Jaganmata, the mother of the universe. Deki Ananda, Anande Bhase. Seeing the Lord floating in his own bliss, she had doubts. Seeing Lord Gauranga's various moods of madness, his mother became absorbed in ecstasy. But she had some anxiety in her mind that the Lord may leave home and go away. Of course, that's foreshadowing. And we'll hear tomorrow more about the pastimes of Lord Gauranga and his ecstatic bhav, his bhavs. Bhakta bhav and Bhagavan bhav, the bhav of Lord, of the Lord and the bhav of his devotees. It's interesting that the love of the devotees is so great. Bhav means the love, the feeling, the mellow. The love of the devotees is so great and their moods of devotion are so intense that Krishna wants to relish them. Not only wants to relish the moods of Srimati Radharani, who is the greatest of all the devotees, Aradha. She's the greatest worshipper of Krishna. And her bhav, what is her bhav called? Mahabhav, Madanakya Mahabhav, the highest divyonmad, the highest expression of divine madness and love of God, intense rapture and dedication of the umpteenth degree. But Krishna wanted to relish that topmost Mahabhav, but he even wanted to relish the bhav of Prahlad. Prahlad bhav, what is Prahlad's bhav? Shanta, Shantarati. It's his devotion is mixed with lots of gyan. He's not doing any active service to the Lord. He's preaching, he's chanting, but not doing any personal active service to the Lord. So it's called Shantarati. So from the topmost bhav, Lord Krishna, as Gauranga is relishing the topmost mahabhav, Krishna has come specifically to relish and experience Radharani's bhav, that happiness, that taste, that experience. But he's not saying, well, I have this topmost thing, what do I care about Shantarati? What do I care about this little guy, Prahlad? No, I also want to relish Prahlad's bhav. So this means, what this means, is that Lord Krishna, or Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he's interested in all the bhavs of his devotees, and the bhav of the Lord. So he's even attracted and interested in what is our bhav? Is our bhav like Prahlad's? Is it Shanta? Or is it Dasyarati like Hanuman? Or is it Sakyarati like Arjun or Uddhav? Uddhav is in Sakya and Dasya. Or is it Vatsali like Yashoda or Rohini? Or is it Sakyaras like Balaram? Or is it Madhuraras like the Gopis or Radha or the Gopis? What is our bhav? Madhurati. What is our rati? So the Lord wants to relish. I'm God, I just want to be God. I want to relish being God. No, he also wants to relish being the devotee. Oh, okay, He wants to relish being the greatest devotee. Radharani is the greatest devotee. That's true. But he also wants to relish being a neutral devotee. Someone, Prahlad's a devotee, but he's very neutral. There's no active service, shanta. It's passive adoration. It's awe and reverence and adoration, and neutrality, nothing, no intimacy. Very passive position. He wants to relish that too, Prahlad Bhav. Very interesting. The multifaceted aspect of Gauranga's avatar. Very unique contribution.